Every year in the United States, about 1 million pregnancies end in a miscarriage. And in as many as half of those cases, doctors are at a loss to explain why they happened. Experts say stigma and shame are hampering efforts to learn more about what causes miscarriages. NewsHour Deputy Senior Producer Courtney Norris looked into this for a very personal reason.
As many as 1 in 4 pregnancies in America will end in a miscarriage, but we still know little about why. I experienced this firsthand. When I miscarried earlier this year, doctors couldn't give me a reason. Experts say research on the issue is lagging.
It is by far the most common complication of pregnancy, yet most people think it's very rare. And a big part of that is there is such a reluctance to even speak about it.
I turned to experts like Dr. Zev Williams with Columbia University's Irving Medical Center and Dr. Diana Bianchi, the director of the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development.
What's different about miscarriage is the guilt factor. You know, why couldn't I continue this pregnancy in my former practice? People came up with all kinds of explanations why they lost the pregnancy, and probably none of them were true.
One problem in miscarriage research is the stigma that comes with the loss. Dr. Asima Ahmad is an OBGYN who herself miscarried.
All of us end up blaming ourselves. I did that myself, and I am a specialist in this field. But most of the time, it's not your fault. It's not something you did. There are other reasons for pregnancy loss, but the majority are genetic, and you don't have control over that.
While most miscarriages occur due to chromosomal abnormalities, little is known about other potential reasons.
There is still this black box, this area where pregnancy losses occur, and we don't know why those are happening. And that's a big area of investigation.
Part of the problem is the stigma around discussing pregnancy loss, despite the fact that it's the most common pregnancy complication.
It's not something that people are willing to share. It's often kept as a family secret. In many cultures, it is particularly important for a woman to be fertile, and any discussion of anything that doesn't result in a live-born baby is not encouraged.
Another reason science is behind on miscarriages, she says, is how hard it can be to connect with patients when they lose a pregnancy.
With a miscarriage, particularly an early miscarriage, it's quite difficult to collect the material to study. So oftentimes the first indication that there's a miscarriage is that there's bleeding, and one may not recognize that they're actually passing tissue.
Finally, it's difficult to get participants for clinical trials for new treatments.
There is a great willingness to participate in studies, but a reluctance to be randomized to a placebo group, to not receive treatment. And so that, I think, is a very real limitation to the interventions that we, to sort of conducting the rigorous randomized controlled trials that we ideally would like to perform.
While the science catches up, Dr. Maud says there are ways to support people who miscarry, from friends checking in to employers giving time off after a pregnancy loss.
Even if it's really early on in pregnancy versus like it was a 25-week loss, it can still be hard for that person. So giving them that time to be with their family, heal.
And one hopeful thing research does show, many women who miscarry go on to have full-term pregnancies.
For PBS News Weekend, I'm Courtney Norris.